and you smell what the zone is cooking? It's time for the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report.
Well, we could do the Jim's Cowboy Report if we wanted to.
Stop it.
The Hawks didn't play this weekend. Arkansas is a 9 to 9.5, depending on which line you look at, point underdog this weekend at home against Auburn. I was going to look up the South Carolina-Tennessee numbers, which may sound like an odd thing to do, but I'm going to guess that South Carolina was a fairly good favorite on the road at Tennessee when they lost a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. My point is, past performance does not always indicate exactly how you'll do the following week. Arkansas gave up 52 points to South Carolina, and they lose on the road to Tennessee the following week. So, unless you're Alabama, because guess what? They're going to be awesome next week, too. They're pretty safe. But generally speaking, that doesn't always translate. So, I don't anticipate that Auburn will not play well. Apparently, Marshall was dinged up. He is going to be available, according to information we got this week, although I don't know if Gus Malzahn tweets about injury status of his players. He certainly is happy to do it about Arkansas players, or has. So, anyway, it'll be a challenge, without a doubt. Matt Harris is here. I don't have anything to recap from last weekend, so we'll move on. We are going to get into the Cowboys debacle from yesterday. Every day you come in here now, you need a hug. I can't wait till next season when we do this again. Hopefully the Cowboys win more and the Hogs win more, so you don't look like you need a hug every Monday morning.
Matt does a good job of not being a total downer, though.
You know what? And ironically enough,
I try to have a half-full mentality.
We call his segment Getting Defensive, and he's one of the least defensive dudes I know.
Getting Defensive with Matt Harris is brought to you by Exceptional Physical Therapy, specializing in sports injury rehabilitation, back pain, and balance retraining. Exceptional PT is breast cancer certified and is one of the only two lymphedema clinics in the state. Exceptional Physical Therapy for an exceptional you. 1102 South Street in Benton, or on the web at exceptionalpt.com.
38 seconds. Auburn still has not snapped the ball. Now Burns gets the snap. Cody's going to try to throw deep down the middle of the field. It is intercepted at the 27-yard line. Intercepted by Matt Harris, and the Hogs are going to win this football game.
Hi, officially. Hi, Matt Harris.
You know, it's funny that quote, or that little intro there, is this week, because that was Petrino's first year.
Yeah.
We were beat up from, I believe it was Alabama the week before, or Florida, one of the two. We were on a 4 or 5 game stretch of playing top 10 opponents, and this was Auburn, number 20, going into Jordan-Hare Stadium. We had no
Jordan-Hare.
It's a beautiful stadium.
Trey Schaaf's very anal about how you pronounce that. So is everybody else. It's Jordan. An Auburn. It's Jordan. It looks like Jordan. I don't know why they call it Jordan, but
okay,
they do.
Well, Jordan-Hare is a beautiful place.
I don't know
play.
Why Jeb Huckabee's name is Huckabee when he spells it H-U-C-K-E-B-A.
Huckabee.
But so be it. Anyway.
You know, I don't want to hear any more of this ranked opponent talk, or we're not good this year talk, because we weren't good that year, and we went in and surprised some folks and gave us a lot of momentum. We ended up beating number 17, Tulsa, number one offense in the country with Malzahn that year, and ended up shocking LSU. You finish strong, and it gives you, like I heard y'all saying on the way over here, this is the beginning of next season. We might not be able to go to a bowl game. We might not be as well as we thought we were, but you don't remember the beating against Alabama, the beating against South Carolina. If you go down and beat LSU, that's what people are going to remember and talk about for the rest of the year. And you're going to walk around with a different swagger. You're going to puff your chest up and say, hey, we went down and beat the best recruits in the country. I mean, really, if we go down there and beat Auburn, you wait. It's just like Mack Brown at Texas. His job was up for stake 1 week. 2 weeks later, he's got a chance to win the Big 12. We might not be in the BCS contention, but our attitudes can still change. We need leadership. My mom came up. It's her birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mom. I took her to dinner, and she brought up some photo books to show Kelsey and I, and I was like, Mom, why'd you bring these? But I was looking through them, and it's
when you're
so
a little
fun.
Baby?
No.
Here's Matt in the bathtub. Here's Matt's first poo-poo. All the good stuff.
Did all it all with a football stuff. Helmet on, too.
Yeah, all the football, just in case I fell off. No, but it was from when I was playing, and a lot of it was from the 2008 season. And I was reading these quotes from the former players, from Casey Dick, from myself, from Jonathan Luigs, and it was we had a bunch of people in there that had a – you know, a prideful mentality, a mentality that wasn't going to get beat 52-0. And I just don't know if that team has it. We lost a lot of talent from last year. They've been going through a lot of turmoil with head coaches. Someone needs to be up, up, and away. And they need to say, Auburn's coming. We need to just go in there and kick them where it hurts.
Oh, sorry. Phil's over here cracking his knuckles. That is like fingernails on the chalkboard to
me.
Oh,
really?
I don't know why.
Chalkboard out if you want.
Oh, man. The finger cracking. How do you get into the habit of that?
How is this the first time you've noticed I do that?
I don't know. I just have been able to ignore it. It's so loud. It's you.
It's like in his microphone.
And you know me. I'm like the least tolerant person in the world. But like the Pigskin's at this thing now where he does this deal with his pen every time he's on the show. The day I took his pen away from him. And he looked at me like, what are you, stupid? Give my pen back.
Come on, teacher. How he functions.
So then he started doing it quietly. I mean, we all fidget. Anyway, we'll move on. So, again, what kinds of things do you want to see? They did talk about how, and again, we know they've held people accountable through the season, but that nobody's job is safe is basically the message I got. That's a paraphrase for sure. But seniors who have been getting, not a pass, but if it's a 50-50 thing, they may try some new guys out there and go, hey, look, let's just see.
To.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we all, I didn't like it, what Petrino did. There's a fine line of how you do it. Because you need job security. You need that fluidity between 11 people out there. They need to see the same people. They need to get the timing. And I mean, you can get different personnels and different personalities of who you're playing with, but Petrino, your job was never safe. I didn't start my own senior homecoming game because me and Malcolm Shepard, Jerry Franklin, half of the starters on defense got benched that game for the first series because we didn't practice hard enough, apparently, during practice. He always found a way to keep us competing and hungry for that spot. No senior's job was safe, and we hated it to a point, but it was good in that fact because no one was ever at a letdown, and it feels like that this year. 52-0, I don't care who you are. You have way too much pride and athletic ability to get beat 52-0. That's it. I don't need X's and O's. I don't need to know details. I don't care who the coach is, if it's John L. or Bielema or first year, Petrino. Do not get beat 52-0. Yes, what you asked me what I want to see? I don't want to see anyone get beat 52-0 ever again.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either. Hopefully that is the end of the story right there, but
There's no excuse.
What's your anticipation for this week? Arkansas is coming off a bye week. Auburn's coming off basically a bye week. I mean, a team that they were never going to lose to, and it was never competitive. Marshall is dinged up, but even if he's 100% or if he isn't 100%, you know, obviously Auburn's going to be favored in this game. So what kinds of things do you need to see this week, you think, to give Arkansas a chance to win?
You know, call me crazy. We've got Auburn's number. We do.
Crazy.
You know, we do. We've got their number. It's a different system. It's a different scheme. But I played against Malzahn when he was at Tulsa. I played against him when he was with Auburn, and we beat him both times. We get Malzahn. We understand kind of he likes to put four into the boundary. He likes to make those safe throws in the boundary, the wheel route up the boundary, you know, the reverses, the trick plays. They're a much better team. Much more disciplined than Arkansas right now. But, you know, if like y'all were saying when I was driving over, if we put four quarters together, I don't see why we can't be in it to win it in the fourth. Have the chance. That's the philosophy that Bielema brings. Be in it to win it in the fourth. You know, like old Burroughs used to say, they remember in November, and they do.
Here's an interesting thing, and you make a great point. Arkansas, as much as they struggled last year, one of the wins was Auburn.
Yeah.
24-7. Okay, go back to 08, right? That 08 game.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn was ranked 20th in the country. Arkansas wins 25-22 at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
2009, Auburn's ranked 17th. Arkansas wins the game 44-23.
We've got them.
In 2010, Auburn's ranked 7th at Auburn. Well, they won 65-43. Malik got hurt game. But – I mean, they did some good things. That was when Tyler Wilson went crazy, and we were like, wow, this kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
Next year, Auburn's 15th. Arkansas wins 38-14. So you do make a fair point.
Yeah.
That means nothing this weekend.
That means nothing this weekend. I get it. But, you know.
But Gus Malzahn was on the staff 2 years ago when they when they got handled, too. So
but
that is
know,
a good sign.
It's a mentality. And call it karma, call it what you will, psyche.
I don't prefer to use
it was
the
like,
karma word ever again.
It was like the announcers at the Cowboy game yesterday. There's a minute 20 left. We have yet to kick the field goal. They have no timeouts left, and they're talking like the Cowboys are going to go in at the winning record, and the Detroit Lions have lost two home season game or two home openers. And it's just like, hey, guys, there's a minute in a mentality. You can if the player's mentality thinks that on the sideline, which I think they did, they give it up that last minute because their defense played great all game. If you give up that mentality, you start thinking like that. If you start to play like that, your subconscious kicks in and you have letdowns. And I don't know if our mentality is just thinking poorly right now, but they need to adjust their mindsets. and believe that they're SEC quality guys. These guys are recruited nationally throughout the whole country. And we're sitting there just getting beat up like we don't belong. There's no excuse for that. They need to adjust their psyche and believe in themselves and go out there and just pound it to somebody. Make it feel good. I mean, have fun out there picking another man up and just putting him down.
Do you think they'll play well this week?
I think they will. I think they're coming off a bye week. They're coming off an embarrassing first half of the season. And Bielema has put that fear of God in him, I hope. I hope he's letting everyone know, hey, just because you started the first six games, we're doing to do something over and over again and expect this different results is insanity. If Bielema thinks that he's going to just continue through the SEC, which I think he's gotten his licks too.
Yeah.
You know, he's learned that this isn't Big Ten ball. You might have SEC-type caliber players, but you're still going to have to find that little extra. And he's a great motivator. He's a great coach. I believe in Bielema 100%. But he's going to do something differently through the bye week to get these guys fired up. And I hope it shows against Auburn and we kind of get some fire back in the fan base.
Well, you know, it's funny how we get caught up in the moment a little bit too much. And we said week to week this was a team that was getting better up to the South Carolina game. And they get blown out and they look like they took a big step backwards.
Yeah.
Then the Alabama game, it's easy to say they took another step backwards because they got beat so badly, but that's not a team you're going to be competitive with right now. You're not ready to be competitive with them. I'm not sure what to make of that. I don't make much of the Alabama game. The only real overly disappointing game to me was the South Carolina game, okay?
Yeah.
So we were talking about it. This is the hardest stretch, not recently, not in a while, ever. The five games against ranked opponents, it's the first time in Arkansas history they have ever played five ranked opponents in a row. By the way, the schedule that remains, the four games, is the 12th toughest schedule in America for just the four games that remain.
Mm-hmm.
They did him no favors coming in. So I'm not making excuses. Yeah. This team has some issues. But remind you, everyone, this could arguably be the hardest schedule in the history of Arkansas football for the regular season.
Yeah. This would be the right season for that, too. You know, get it out of the way.
That's part of it, but it also, you have to excuse your first-year head coach's performance.
A buddy of mine, an old pirate friend of mine, said a smooth sea never makes a skilled sailor. Petrino's first year, we go down and play the Colt McCoy.
What if he drowns, though?
Hey, then that's natural selection. Okay. That's evolution. Then this sink or swim theory comes up. So you're going to get the players that actually learn to swim next year is what I'm saying. And I know you hate being that ball club that you play for next year. But in that 2008 season, we went down to play the Colt McCoy Texas team, the eventual national champ Alabama team, the 20th-ranked Auburn Tigers, the Tim Tebow Florida Gators. I don't know if that's good. I think ours, my 2008 year, Bobby's first year.
I think there were four ranked in a row.
Top 15 type clubs. But I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Throw it out. I don't care.
Well, let's sink or swim, and I hope the Hog Tannic does not go down this week in Fayetteville, because if it gets ugly this week, if they get blown out this week, this season is over. If you're not competitive, at least, you don't have to win, but if you're not competitive this weekend,
play like you did against A&M.
Forget about it.
Play like you did against A&M,
have a chance.
And have a chance.
Because Nick Marshall's pretty solid.
He is.
He ain't salty. Johnny Manziel.
Hey, let me tell you, when I saw him play against Manziel, I said, who is this Nick Marshall kid? Because he is giving A&M all they want.
Let me say this. A well-coached team does a few things right, and Arkansas is doing one of the things right that I think a well-coached team does.
Don't say punting.
But they lead the SEC, and they're 16th in the country with penalties per game, 4.25. That's a disciplined, well-coached team.
That's good, because the Cowboys lost because of the penalty yesterday.
Didn't say they were well-coached. Arkansas allowed just six sacks through the first eight games, lowest in the SEC, tied for seventh lowest in the country. Admittedly, Arkansas is not throwing it a whole bunch.
Right.
But still, that's a good sign.
It's a good stat.
The remaining schedule, though, that blew me away. 12th hardest schedule remaining in the country. That's
And it, when the schedule comes out and you're looking at it, you wouldn't have thought that that would be ranked as high.
No. Yeah. But again, Auburn's outperformed. Ole Miss is about what a lot of people thought. Maybe just a slightly worse, although they did have the one big comeback victory after a surprising loss. You know, Mississippi State's been about what I expected, most people expected.
LSU's been a little bit of a disappointment.
They have been, but they're also in the top 15 in the BCS, so they're still very good.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's LSU.
Yeah.
So, because they're not top five, it sounds like.
Right, exactly.
But that's why you come to Arkansas. That's why you come to the SEC. People ask me all the time, who were you recruited by? Did you get offers from blah, blah, blah? I said, no, I got about three or four offers. I went to Arkansas after my junior year because I'm going to the SEC. I'm not going to get offers from Alabama, Florida, Tennessee, or Texas. I'm going to the SEC because if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I know it's intimidating from a fan's perspective, but you should be licking your chops. Greatness, you can't define greatness without great opportunities. We have great opportunities ahead of us. If you're afraid of going into Auburn when they're number 20 in the country or the highest-ranked offense with Gus Malzahn on, you're going to lose every time. But what happens if you beat them? What happens if you go in there and make a diving interception like my little intro?
I'm ready to suit up.
He sounds like a coach.
He's like a motivational speaker.
I've never played football before, but I'm ready to get going right now.
But that's what it is. These guys need to understand, and it made me understand. That interception against Auburn my junior year, I was shaky when I came in with guys like Darren McFadden and Felix Jones, and I was like, dang. And Darren ran me over in 2 days before we ever went out to the season. We were in 2 days, first time in pads. It was just me and him on the sidelines. I was going to blast him. He took my confidence away for about 2 years. Really did. Really did. My redshirt year, I was like, woo, I'm glad I'm redshirting because these are men out here. And a lot of these Arkansas players right now, I guarantee you they got that perspective. But if they go down there and beat one team, it'll turn their whole mentality around, which will in turn turn this season around. I hope. We're not going to go to a bowl game. Who cares? We need to flip the switch and let them know that, hey, we can beat somebody with that little number next to their name. It doesn't matter.
I don't know what you took this morning, but I want some of it.
I thought you were going to be completely depressed, man. I mean, you're the opposite right now.
I mean, I'm depressed because of the Cowboys, but, you know, since Aikman left, I'm getting kind of used to it.
We'll talk some NFL in a second here. A couple things here. I do want to sort out the East, and then we'll take a couple calls. Bulldogs, key game this weekend. Really, it's an elimination game. The cocktail party's an elimination game, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Whoever loses that game is out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But after the win by the Gamecocks this weekend, it is open again. Missouri now 3-1 in the SEC. South Carolina's 4-2. Georgia and Florida are 3-2. So the winner of that game will move to 4-2. The other one's out. Forget it. You get three losses over there,
you're done,
I think.
Yeah.
South Carolina obviously did itself a huge favor by winning this weekend. Now they just need to get a little help. And Missouri could easily lose this weekend again against Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're at home, though, again. Seems like they get every home game the rest of the way. I do want to give a jockstrap, though, to some Missouri fans, or at least people who follow the game. Over the weekend, after the Missouri kicker missed, there were, again, a reminder, a couple things. When you tweet something, or retweet it rather, it's not necessarily an endorsement. Now, if I hate what you said, I'll probably ignore it. But if I think it's interesting, even if I don't agree with it, I will retweet it.
Yeah.
But Twitter is not supposed to be a forum for you to say horrifically terrible things that you would never say to your worst enemy.
No.
But that's what people use it for a lot. The kicker from Missouri, Andrew Baggett, bounced the ball off the upright.
I watched it.
It was very, very upsetting and sad. It was a bad way for a good game to end.
Yeah.
And again, it almost overshadowed the performance of Connor Shaw, which, by the way, he's one of the baddest men alive.
No doubt.
I love Connor Shaw.
Yeah, I loved what he did in the fourth quarter. That stuff of legends.
But this kind of stuff went out afterwards on Twitter. I'll have to paraphrase. Mm-hmm. You are a lame AB. You missed a 24-yard field goal. Quit football. Blank, local, blank, blank. I can't even say these things. Spencer. This is Spencer Watson. I assume not our friend Spencer Watson who works for Sync. Hey, dumb
mm-hmm.
But go back to high school. I don't know. I've seen a lot of high school kickers miss that kick.
Yeah.
Thank you for ruining my fantasy points, you bum. That's the nicest tweet that went out. And by the way, Small Capone, some chick, if you're playing fantasy college football, I'm not going to say what you are, but I think you know. Some chick named Miriam. And it's the women that are getting so nasty on here. Thanks so much, man. Sincerely, the University of South Carolina. That was clean, at least, but very mean.
Yeah,
Mike says you go to school for free and you miss that kick. Cole says simply, you ain't blank.
Cole, respect.
Phil says, ha 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 ha, you missed a 24-yard field goal, you pee.
That wasn't me.
So some that people actually had the good sense to delete, I hate you, you single-handedly ruined our season. You're worthless. You literally suck blank for a living. You should drop out of Missouri because you can't kick for blank. Sleep with one eye open.
Oh,
come on,
God.
People.
Wow. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a responsibility of a fan. You watch. You sit in the stands and you clap. That's
and
you.
And according to Nick Saban, you're supposed to stay until the end of the game.
Yeah,
you
stay until the end of the game. You know what
leaving.
You do? You know what you do for the players? You cheer.
What do I do when they don't do well?
You're their cheerleaders.
Can I boo?
Then you keep your mouth shut.
I'm not a booer.
Because you weren't going through two-a-days with that kicker. You weren't going through the heat, the 110s in the summertime.
You didn't have your confidence ripped out of your body for two straight years because you were run over by Darren McFadden at practice.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I called my dad after that practice, too. I walked around the locker room, and I made sure no one was there. And I called my dad. I said, Dad, have you ever been run over before? And he just dies laughing. He said, of course I did. What happened? I said, Darren McFadden. Remember that name because he is real.
Did he? Did you get him down at least when you ran you over?
Oh, yeah. It was a sideline tackle. See, I was
a smart
player. But
as long as he goes down.
Literally blew up my helmet and stepped on my chest and, like, tripped out of bounds. I was like.
Tackled himself
on you. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a big eye-opener, and I'm telling you, that's what these Arkansas guys are feeling right now. They got to flip the switch and get that believing in themselves.
The guy who said, is Matt Harris high, hung up. But Ted has hung on. Ted is in hot springs.
Matt Harris, I did a U on 167. I'm stopping by Academy Sports, buying a helmet and some pants. I'm driving to the studio. I'm picking you up, and I'm taking you to Fayetteville, and you're going to be the new head coach, baby.
I appreciate it, Ted. It hurts me to see the Hogs.
You have said the most positive and most heartfelt comments I've heard out of anybody in the last week or so. They need somebody like you up there just slap them across the helmet and just tell them, come on, man, let's get up there and play. Matt Harris, I'm a huge fan of yours now. Hey, can you come to my job site tomorrow morning and motivate my workers like that?
I'll give them a best shot.
They should pay you to be a
Matt Harris for president, y'all. Let's start it now. Hey, love the show, guys. Matt, thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
Well, they better show just what you're talking about on Saturday. I mean, this game is huge coming up now. I mean, it really sets the tone for the preview to next season.
It's 100%.
If the Pigskin Preacher hangs up his robe, he doesn't even wear a robe, actually. He hangs up his preacher
and gavel,
whatever. You could definitely slide right in there. Be a preacher. I like the motivation.
You just gotta have.
Will you come over to my house and talk to my kids about homework?
I don't think you got a chance there.
I'd like that.
Doesn't work that way. Football.
All right, we're gonna talk some NFL coming up. We're also gonna talk to our friends from Epic. Mike is here, and I hope Mike doesn't throw up in his own mouth on the Dallas talk, but I can't guarantee that he won't.